Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Aaron Gurnis. I'm here with my guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville, Leora Banstra, board member of the Marion County Farm Bureau. And we're talking about Egg in the City, which is this Friday and Saturday. Can you tell me what Egg in the City is about?
Well, it's mainly, we devised this to bring agriculture into the city, and it's mainly an education type thing. There's a lot of things that, you know, we enjoy teaching others about. If you have any questions about agriculture, you're sure to stop at any of the places and ask any types of questions. We have lots of displays and activities. Friday night, Cattlemen's will be serving ribeyes and hamburger dinners, and the Rotary Club will have pie and ice cream. We have free train rides and inflatable rides Friday and Saturday for the kids, Pony Express horse and pony rides. Dandy Farms have some inflatable ponies that are new, and we'll have the famous corn pile for the kids to play in. We'll have sheep shearing sponsored by Mike Holdeman, who is a shearing specialist. He shears at the Iowa State Fair for all the 4-H and FFAs. He also does sheep shearing contests, and he's really awesome to watch. We'll also have some dog trials by Tess, owned by Rick Banstra, and Trigger, owned by Lindsay Jansen. We're going to have Twin Cedars FFA students sponsoring a petting zoo for us. We'll have a goat milking contest on Friday evening. Set and Pretty Gardens will be there. Higher Power is a free concert for Friday evening. And the Marion County Walk of Pride ribbon cutting, and that's Friday. Then Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock, we'll have mutton busting with prizes for kids. The roller rink will be open from 10 to 12. We're having our first ever skid steer rodeo for local drivers with $150 in prizes, and the kids' pedal pool with prizes. And the Kiwanis pancake breakfast will be there from 6 to 10. And Fun will have grilled sandwiches for lunch. And then Saturday night, everyone's invited to join us at Farm Bureau Night at the Races.
Can you explain the skid steer rodeo? It's brand new.
Yeah. One of our sponsors said that their son had gone to one, and it's really, really exciting. It's anybody who knows how to operate a skid steer is welcome to come. It's just going to be a timed event, starting out with you're going to be going through cones, picking up a basketball, putting it in the hoop, watering the cows, picking up a 6x6 with two buckets filled with water and trying to place them into the tires, and beating it back, and the winner is the fastest time.
Cool. Now, this year is the first year, I understand, that's being held at the fairgrounds versus the town square. What challenges did that present to you guys?
Really, everything's gone really, really smoothly going to the fairgrounds. We had problems in the last 3 years being tornadoed out when we've been downtown, so we thought maybe we could do it this way. If it rains, we have a lot of shelter, and we can still have most of our activities.
Okay. Now, this is one of the few opportunities a lot of younger children and a lot of children in general have to see, perhaps, agriculture in the city, because as time goes by, less and less Iowans are directly involved and directly impacted by agriculture, even in rural areas. Can you explain how Egg in the City helps children understand agriculture further?
You have a lot of hands-on. Soybeans going to be there this year. And at Ag in the Classroom, she had the kids making plastic out of soybean, out of soy material. This year, she's going to try soy smoothies, and everybody can try that. A healthy little kick there. We've got Barker Implement and Titan Machinery and Vermeer that have all kinds of agricultural equipment, that it's a hands-on. You can ask any types of questions. The kids really get a kick out of how big they are, and they're welcome to climb in them, and they'll see all kinds of other equipment, like your sprayers from the co-ops, AgriLand Farm Service, and Marion County Extension Office will also be there to answer questions. Most of our sponsors are all there and for questions and for learning.
Can you explain how this master sheep shearer, I've sheared sheep before and I know what it's like, but can you explain why he's so amazing to watch?
He works at Vermeer during the day, but he shears sheep and he can go through it in no time. We share our own sheep too, and it's quite a struggle, and he makes it look easy. He's also going to have a little bit where the kids can actually pack the wool in the bags so they know what it feels like, get a feel of that, and they can do that. Mike's just good, and his girls are there with him, and he has them trained, and they're just a lot of fun to watch. And this year, don't forget that we're going to fill the chuck wagon, and this is for cash or garden produce or canned goods for a Helping Hands food pantry, and also the Skid Steer Rodeo. The entry fee is just a donation to Helping Hands.
My guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville was Leora Banstra, Marion County Farm Bureau board member. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is next.